And herd of saddle horses?
I didn't hear it used too much. Ramuda is what they termed it, but we didn't use it too much. Just was used before my time, really, but that's what it's spoken of as.
Was it common to play a game with, there were two metal stakes out in the yard and throw things at it?
Horseshoe. We always called horseshoe quartz, I think is the right name for it. But yes, it's quite often played quite a lot, yes.
I think we should have a college team of horseshoe pitchers.
Well, it should be. It's quite a game in a lot of places you go. You say they have standard, not really horseshoes. They all started with horseshoes, but they have a standard, a larger shoe than what is a horseshoe. Yes, it's quite prominent in some places.
And let's see, what part, where was the shoe nailed on a horse?
Well, it's the outer hoof. Uh-huh. It's like your fingernail. It has no blood or no circulation in it. It's that part. If you get in just through that, of course you've got a lame horse in your hand. You get in with the quick, what we call the quick.
And
am I speaking loud enough, do you think, for this? Does it show?
I think so. You're sure? That's fine. It'll come through. I can adjust the volume when I play it back.
I see.
I usually
just so it picks it up, because it wouldn't be any value to you.
Yeah. No. I've been watching my volume out here. It's set so you can talk most any place in the room.
It is. The one I have, you've got to speak to it, and I forget that I'm speaking into a mic here, so if you scream
back.
Certainly sensitive.
I investigated rather carefully. I didn't want to get one that would give me a lot of trouble.
Yes.
And it just seemed to have good maintenance record for it. All that. And I haven't been disappointed.
It sounds very clear.
Were sheep raised in this country?
Just as an industry, I'd say no. They're raised here. We have some sheep, but not as a regular. Now, you're speaking of the early day?
Well, just any time. I'd like to know what the male sheep is called.
Oh, the ram.
And the female?
Yes, the ewe.
And
lamb,
and
it'd be the lamb would be the...
And they raise sheep for their...
Wool and meat, the both.
And the male hog?
It's a boar.
And what do you call it when you remove a boar's testicles?
What do you call him afterwards?
Well, yeah, and what do you call him?
Oh, castrating. And then he'd be a stag.
Uh-huh. And we mentioned hogs. Now, are these male and female both?
Well, that would take the group in, yes. Uh-huh. And the sow would be the female.
Uh-huh.
Sow. And gilt would be an unbred sow.
Uh-huh.
And what's the term? I'll think of it in a minute. It's a
choat?
Choat. Well, choat, speak of both classes. Choat would be gilt and barra. Named Skippany Barra would be a castrated young hog. And it's been run as a boar, would be a stag. And any time after 6 months of age, and was castrated, be a stag then. But the barra, it's castrated when they're pigs, you see. It's the same as a steer calf, steer and bull.
Well, I didn't realize that.
And then a bull, after he runs a year old, if he's done right, and he castrated after a year old, he'd be stag, just whether he shows or not, it's whether it's a steer or stag. And they get rough in the head, and usually curly-headed where they're staggy, and they won't bring near the price that a steer will.
Oh.
You'll cut $5 a hundred at least off on a stag.
Oh.